For years, hundreds of illegal migrants from Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere have been living in a squalid camp on the northern coast of France. It was dubbed the jungle. The migrants were hoping this would be their last stop on the way to a better life in Britain. But today, the French police moved in and flattened the camp in Calais, and they detained 278 residents. But as the world's Laura Lynch reports, today's action doesn't end the debate over how to deal with those desperate enough to make the journey.
It was no way to live, sleeping under tarpaulins, surrounded by piles of garbage, cooking over open fires with no proper toilets or running water. But for those who found their way to the camp in Calais, most from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Eritrea, it represented the gateway to the UK. They could even see it just a few miles away across the English Channel. But last week, the French government announced it would shut the camp down. The warning prompted more than half the residents to slip away. This morning, those still remaining, like Bashir, waited nervously for the police to arrive.
They're going to destroy the jungle, so everybody is afraid, of course. This is the best place for us to stay right now.
The best place because of its proximity to the port, where many try to hop inside transport trucks heading to England. Like the others, Han believes the UK offers hope and the possibility of work.
The people prefer to go to UK is because when they reach to UK, they deal it with like humans. But if we seek asylum over here in France, you can see the people are living here in jungle.
But they aren't living there anymore. The police moved in early this morning. There were a few scuffles, but most of the migrants dutifully boarded nearby buses. The top official in the region, Pierre de Bousquet de Florian, knows there are other camps scattered around the area, and he's determined to shut them all down.
It will take months, but step by step, we will show that there is no future for them in Calais.
The French government wants to send a message to human smugglers and illegal migrants, but nearly half of those taken away today were minors. And Donna Cowley of the British Refugee Council believes they need special attention.
And we're particularly concerned that there are women and unaccompanied children in the camp as well. And what we need is for all of these people to be looked at individually. For some of them, the right thing is to claim asylum in France. For others, it's to go back to their country of origin. But for some of them, especially the children, the only relatives they have may well be in the UK. And under our own rules and international humanitarian rules, the right thing in that tiny number of cases would be to let them come to the UK.
But the British government isn't welcoming any of the migrants who were in Calais. Immigration Minister Phil Woolis says officers in the port halted 28,000 attempts to cross the channel illegally in the past year alone. Woolis doesn't think any of them are true refugees.
The fact that they are not seeking asylum up until now in France shows that they are economic migrants. In practice, these people have been conned by people traffickers who have promised them houses and jobs in return for thousands of pounds.
The closure of the camp today highlights a long-standing problem for Europe. There's no uniform approach to dealing with the desperate who flee their homelands. The UN has criticized Greece for rejecting so many asylum seekers. It also says Italy's immigration rules are too harsh. Those nations, along with Spain and Malta, are the main points of entry for almost all illegal migrants in Europe. So those countries are asking for more help. Michele Cerconi of the European Union's Justice Department says all member states need to share the burden.
We are going there step by step, and I'm sure that if all member states realize that we need this European dimension, we can do much more and much better for these people.
Few are suggesting today's camp closure will stem the flow of migrants. The French dismantled another camp nearby in 2002. But the people kept coming, never giving up their hope for a new life. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.